Blog Talk Radio.
I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall forever be upon my lips. In the name of Jesus. This is the Principles of Prosperity. My name is Ann Strickland, and we are going to break the stronghold of poverty. It's getting more and more exciting because God is doing something now and making things happen, and I'm seeing the change and feeling the change in the name of Jesus of our possession, our position here on earth. So I just thank you and welcome you for listening to this message tonight. And I decree and declare your mind and your life will never be the same as you start to put into practice what you're going to be taught tonight in the name of Jesus. So, Father, I just thank you and I praise you, giving you all the glory and the honor. I yield myself to you, precious Holy Spirit, all of you and none of Anne. In Jesus' name, we're talking about the financial breakthrough part two. This is the second part. You know, wealth and riches shall be in your house, because this is God's desire for you. You're blessed and highly favored. Start thinking large thoughts. Become extreme in your thinking. No more nickel and diming God. Know that God is the God of the impossible. What is impossible for you is possible for God in the name of Jesus. And tonight, I want you to understand and know your breakthrough, your financial breakthrough starts in your mouth and in your mind and in your mouth, because the word of God says you shall have what you say. And as you start watching your words, you're going to start changing your life and your position. And tonight, I'm going to use message and the words from Cindy Trim, Dr. Cindy Trim, a mighty woman. Oh, my goodness. Her confessions, her messages, I just love them. I just love them. So I'm going to share with you about what she's saying in reference to your words. In the name of Jesus, the power, it's from the power of words. Power of words. Very important. It's very important. She says, line up your mouth, the rudder of your life, with where you are going. Keep it steady and on course. For example, when the ship sets sail to cross the sea, the pilot plots out the course. Then he determines the times he will need to adjust the direction of the ship to follow the course he has set. He checks calculations from time to time to ensure he is always headed in the right direction. And then he keeps the steering as steady as possible, heading towards its predetermined destination. Certainly along the way, he may have to adjust the helm to go around storms, navigate currents, to avoid obstacles in the water, but he always steers with his focus more on where he is going than what he is going through. Glory to God. If he constantly changes the steering from one minute to the next, fixed on his present circumstances, the ship is more likely to go than it is to arrive at the desired port of call. Get that, get it. For the pilot, the course is created first in his thought, communicated through the rudder, and then realized as the rest of the ship lines up with his intent. For us, our lives only arrive at our desired goals if our words are perfectly aligned with the ultimate intentions of our thoughts. You must take the time to carefully consider your course. Where are you heading? What will it look like when you get there? Let your imagination take over. Spend time daydreaming about where you want to be in life. Read about it. Study that place. Write about it in your journal. Draw it. Paint it. Let your mind run free with possibilities of what you could obtain. And those small things, great stuff, beautiful stuff, elegant. Now talk about it. Line it up in your mouth, the weather of your life, with where you're going. Then keep it steady and on course. And that's why, you know, people ask me now, they said, how are you doing this? How are you? Instead of saying, well, okay, I think I'm all right. Now I'm saying, and I've been saying this for a while, and I heard Cuthbert Ballard say this years ago, I'm healthy, wealthy, anointed, and whole. Nothing missing, nothing broken. In the name of Jesus. That's from 3 John 2. Beloved, I pray above all things that you prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. And I'm going on to say that, according to Cindy, your every decree is pregnant with the power and potential to revolutionize your life. What happens to a ship if you head it in one direction at one moment and then turn it in the opposite direction in the next and keep doing that over and over? Pretty simple. It goes nowhere. This is what happens when people start speaking about the good things they're expecting to happen one minute and then spend the next half hour talking about all the negative things happening to them that are keeping them from getting there. Stop it. That's Anne's word, stop it. They're turning their lives in circles. They line up their spoken words with where they want to go for a little while. Then when they meet a storm along the way, all they do is talk about the bad weather and lose track of where they were headed in the first place. They forget that they have power to turn their lives around the storm or press on through it toward the sun shining on the other side. They forget that the sun they're so in has never stopped shining in their life, no matter how dark the clouds in the sky are. Even in the midst of what looks like catastrophe, keep speaking the blessing. Keep the ship of your life on a steady course. And before you know it, the storm clouds will clear and you will have broken through your difficulty and left it far behind you, pregnant with the power and potential to revolutionize your life. Words are worth your attention. Be mindful of what you are proclaiming, declaring, and asking. The next thing is learn the art of blessing. For in blessing a thing or a person, that thing or person must bless you. Proverbs 18:21 says, death and life are in the power of the tongue, and those who love it will eat its fruit. So choose to use your tongue to bring life and not death, to bless and not curse, even when it comes to your enemies. Learn the art of blessing. For in blessing a thing or a person, that thing or person must bless you. Bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse. That's from Romans 12:14. So when you practice the art of blessing, blessings will gravitate toward you. As in Deuteronomy 28:2 says, blessings shall come upon you and overtake you. Conversely, in cursing a thing or a person, you draw curses upon yourself. Again, as James said, a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. It's James 1:7. What did he mean? A double-minded person is a person with conflicting thoughts, someone who holds two different opinions at the same time. that person is the pilot, who steers his ship towards one port for a while, then reverses to steer it towards another in the opposite direction. He is like a wave of the sea driven and tossed by the wind. James 1:6. At one point, your life is headed towards blessing, because that is what you have spoken. And the next, it is headed towards cursing, because that is now what your mouth is proclaiming. Our daily declarations and decrees have the power to alter our destiny and change the quality of our lives. She said, I'm convinced that believers tend to live beneath the standard God has ordained for his children because of ignorance. We do not know that our daily declarations and decrees have the power to alter our destiny and change the quality of our lives. And that's why right now I tell people, don't say certain things. Get those words, get out, keep them out of your vocabulary. Don't let them come out of your mouth. And if they come out accidentally because of habit, change it and speak out the word, the positive word. Put that out in the atmosphere. You have what you say. So start speaking out your blessings. Place your hand directly in front of your mouth and declare out loud, I am blessed. All my needs are met. I have more than enough for myself, my household, and an extra left over to give to others. Let's repeat that. Place your hand directly in front of your mouth and declare out loud, I am blessed. All of my needs are met. I have more than enough for myself, my household, and extra left over to give to others. So that's what God says, I bless you to be a blessing. So did you just feel the power of those words coming forth out of your mouth like a breeze? Those same words will come back to you, manifested with hurricane force, blowing into your life abundance and blessings, or lack and calamity, depending on what you speak. You decide. You have a choice. You can speak blessings or you can speak calamity, but you shall have what you say. Because words have power, presence, prophetic implications, and no geographical limitations. Wow. I'm going to repeat that. Words have power, presence, prophetic implications, and no geographical limitations. So choose to steer your life into blessings by filling the atmosphere around you with the words of faith and victory. Words released into the atmosphere do not disappear and dissipate. Words have power. Words have presence. Words have prophetic implications and no geographical limitations. They create a magnetic force that pulls the manifestation of what you speak, good or bad, blessing or cursing, from other realms, regions, and dimensions. Did you know that some of the greatest Christians of all times were lawyers? Many in our culture today make fun of lawyers and politicians. But throughout history, lawyers have revealed some of the greatest truths about God we have ever known. Moses was the lawgiver, and the Apostle Paul was a Sadducee, a group who studied the Word of God as a law book on which to govern society. Martin Luther of the Reformation began his career as a lawyer, as did the great revivalist Charles Finney. So what made them so powerful? They read their Bibles as lawyers would and studying to prepare a case. And they put more faith in God keeping his word than they did in any earthly laws or political promises. Then they took those words and charged the atmosphere around them with biblical truth. They changed their worlds through what they spoke. So speak life into your dead area. Speak life where there may be darkness. You'll be amazed at what God's words in your mouth will do. So when you read the Bible, you need to take God's words personally. That's what I do. He promises, and his promises are for his people. So if you have received him as your Lord and Savior, that means you. So speak life into your dead areas. Speak light where there may be darkness. You'll be amazed at what God's words will do. Speak his word. Come into agreement with what God has already said in his word about you and your situation. Get God's word on it. Then fill your mouth with his promises and change the world. You have the power. Life and death is in the power of your tongue. You shall have what you say. So, you know, actually, it's up to us now. The word of God says the whole universe is waiting for you and I to take dominion, speak out and give instruction. That's what we were created to do. The Bible says creation waits with eager longing for the revealing of the sons of God, Romans 8:19. All of creation waits in anticipation that God's called out and anointed ones to bring it back into alignment with the Creator's original intent. Every word you speak with legal creative power. As we said before, you were created in the image of God. Genesis 1. One thing we know about God is that his word carries immense creative power and always accomplishing what he intended to. Through the prophet Isaiah, God said, so shall my word be that goes forth out of my mouth. It shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish what I please, and it shall prosper in the thing for which I sent it. Isaiah 55:10. That is how everything that exists was created. God spoke out what he had seen in his mind. He dreamed about creating the cosmos, but it was not until the word framed what he saw in his mind's eye that the earth, the sun, the moon, and the stars, as well as every plant, animal, and humanity itself appear. Imagination has no power until it is expressed. And the most powerful expression is the universe of the spoken word. God spoke, and from nothingness, everything that exists in the physical universe, it came to pass. He spoke it in. Because our lives only arrive at our desired goals if our words are perfectly aligned with the ultimate intentions of our point. The Hebrew states that words were framed by the word of God. So that the things which are seen were not made of things which were visible. Hebrews 11:3, words are powerful. Not only that, words can be dangerous. James' brother Jude said the tongue is a flame of fire. It is a whole world of wickedness corrupting your entire body. It can set your whole life on fire. That's from James 3:6. So those are the words you don't want to do that. You don't want to do that. You don't want to go there. you want to line up with the positive, good words of blessings, 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 blessings. Start speaking about your business, career, gifts, and talents. You know, what are the ideas that God has given you? God said, I will give you the power to get wealth to establish my covenant that I swore to your father Abraham. As a man thinks in his heart, so is he. And you know wealth and riches are in your house. And you don't want to walk in the counsel of the ungodly. Who is the ungodly? Anyone who says anything contrary to what the word of God says. I don't care who they are. They might be sitting right beside you in church. Whew. Zechariah 1:17 says, my city's good prosperity shall be spread abroad. It is our time, folks. It is our time. Our seasons represent our Father, the King. Heaven on earth, I thank you, Lord, that my generation is now, that I am a kid, King's kid, entitled to all the benefits and privileges of the Abrahamic covenant, because I'm an heir to the blessings of Abraham. I thank you that blessing and prosperity overtake me in abundance right now in my generation. Right now, right now, right now. You are empowered. Know that you are empowered. Know that you are empowered. And God, in the name of Jesus, God has sent something across our path, and I know it's from Job 36:11, which says, if you obey and serve me, you shall spend your days in prosperity and your years in pleasure. Glory to God. And this ties right in to what God has anointed me for, to teach and speak prosperity. Now he has put something in my hand across my path by the way of Troy Mitchell to share with you, so that you can move to where he wants you to go according to financial prosperity. And the business is called Paycation Travel by Extreme Travel. My question to you, do you or anyone you know travel occasionally or travel a lot? Where was the last place you traveled? And when you did travel, did the place pay you a check when you traveled there or vacationed there? Were you able to save on your taxes? Well, let me tell you something and introduce you to what I know and what I'm experiencing right now. Paycation travel is the way to go at this time. Business, not the way it used to be when I was younger. You could get on the job and stay forever and retire, and, you know, but things have changed. But even now, if you want to retire, do you want to just sit down and do nothing? Or do this? Retirement is not in the Bible. So what you want to do, you can have a great time. You can enjoy life, enjoy the world. Enjoy going places where you might not have ever had the opportunity to go. And at the same time, get paid to do it. And that's vacation travel. God has put me into this or allowed me to get into it. And I got in because I would like to travel. I like to, and this is at a discounted, great discounted rate, the same as Priceline. but we're powered by Priceline. You can go on cruises and vacations and honeymoon, family reunion, business conferences, and interfaith groups. All of these things are open for you to do. And working from home. It's a stay-home business, work-from-home business. That has made me, I laugh when I say this because I had no idea, no dream that this would happen. I'm a certified travel agent or consultant through this, and I've only been in this a few months, but I'm excited about it, and if you want to know more about it, go onto my website, Ann Strickland, AnnStrickland, .paycation, P as in Peter, AyCation.com. Check it out. You have it's home-based business opportunities are there. Not only can you have fun, but there are business opportunities. And you might just want to travel. You might not want to be in business, just retire, or you don't have to retire, but just enjoy yourself, enjoy life. I know what it's like to travel and cruise and fly to places and see other parts of the world. But I still want to continue to do it. I haven't stopped. I don't intend to stop. But God said in Job 36:11, if you obey and serve me, you shall spend your days in prosperity and your years in pleasure. Check it out. At the same time, you'll be prospering and having fun at the same time. God's will. And as you know, he has had me for many years now, teaching the principles of prosperity, breaking the stronghold of poverty. I have a class now that started in 2013, the Healing School of Financial Prosperity at the Empowerment Center at 3751 Island Avenue in Philadelphia. It's in the Gateway Building, 3751 Island Avenue, Suite 100. Saturday mornings from 10 o'clock a.m. to 12 noon. You need to come out. There are testimonies over the years, before I started the class, of people being blessed and moving into a better financial situation as a result of hearing and being prayed for. And I pray for people because God knows and has given me this anointing. And Pastor Dr. Halsey first prophesied to me when I wasn't thinking about anything that I would be teaching on prosperity and speaking on prosperity. And I'm doing this now at this old age. So you're blessed. You're highly favored. And I just thank God for the time that we've had together. And I thank God that you'll receive Jesus as Lord of your life if you have not. And remember, you are blessed and highly favored, and the Lord shall increase your greatness and comfort you on every side in the name of Jesus. You can call me, 215-806-4879, 215-806-4879. But check out my website, annstrickland.paycation.com. God bless you.